Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check. 1, 2, 2, 2. Hey. This is the Bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. A last minute show. People were anxious for me to do a show tonight. To be honest, I wasn't really feeling it. But I'm awake. I'm bored. I've gotten all my got all my homework done, chores done, and nothing better to do than hang out with you. And I appreciate it. Nyan Wall in the chat room, along with Melissa 13, Worth of the World, and Anon Sicko, several guest listeners. And coincidentally, the people who were spamming me and pressuring me to do a show are not here. What the fuck? You know, I was in that Wrestle League chat room, and they're trying to get me to do a birthday show for Forsaken. I don't even know if it's really Forsaken's birthday, but I'm doing one anyway. So whether Forsaken shows up or not, we're celebrating Forsaken's birthday, alleged birthday. I don't know why a elite hacksaw would even give away information like their birthday. But what do I know? I want to hear from you. What's up with you? Call in. Worth of the World. You should call in. And we can talk about stuff. I'm sure you got something on your mind. Sicko? Aren't you doing some Palestinian protests? Call in, hit me up. The lines are open. There's a couple people on the line holding, but nobody has their hand up. If you want to join me on the air live, you just press the number 1, and that will alert me that you want to be put live on the air. So, Worth of the World says that she's tired of seeing the word rape. And I think I follow some of the same folks that you follow on Twitter. And I'm kind of tired of seeing the word rape too. It's been a hot topic lately. But, I don't know, man. I was thinking about it today, and this will be the last time I touch on it, I guess. No pun intended. But, I was thinking today, this whole Viz versus, apparently this guy Viz Fashow on Twitter, allegedly raped someone. We were talking about it. Last night. No, I'm going to put this. Worth of the World. I'm going to put this subject to rest right now, and move on, because we covered this last night with Shmoop. But I was thinking about this guy Viz, alleged this chick is claiming that Viz raped her. And she allegedly, went to the doctor and, got some documentation, was checked out and got some documentation that she was, in fact, there was evidence of her being violated. And, so the doctor said that she got raped, all right? She and her boyfriend are all over the internet claiming that this guy Viz Fashow raped her, legitimately raped her, because she didn't get pregnant. That's legitimate rape, according to Todd Akin, who lost his Senate bid in Missouri. Batshit crazy teabagger. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so I was thinking, I was like, well, okay, there's a doctor's report. Where's the police report? Where are the charges of rape? Where's that? Nowhere. Fucking nowhere. All right. Now, I saw somebody pose that question. I think it was Jackal, of all people, said, hey, dude, why didn't you guys report this to the police? Why didn't you, report it to the authorities? And the answer from the guy was something to the effect of, fuck the police, fuck those assholes, we're going to more or less, resolve this ourselves. I don't know what that means. I mean, are you just going to keep trying to smear somebody on Twitter? That's what you're going to do? So I call BS on all this shit. It's a big waste of time. And that's it. We're done. Okay? It's settled. Worth of the world, we're not going to talk about it anymore. And I'm glad you missed my show last night because you're out having fun. You should have fun more often. What shit is tripping? Are you telling me, am I Patriot Gregging? That's Danny Dantelion. I got it wrong again, didn't I, Danny? You know what? I don't care if I got your name wrong, Danny Dantelion. You tried to fuck with me in the, he left. You know, I went into the, you know, I paid a visit to, okay, there he is, Danny Dantelion. I'm calling him Dantelion. I don't care, because after today, I'm a little butthurt with Danny Dantelion. Yeah, exactly. Nobody click on that shit. Nobody click on that shit. Do not click on anything Danny puts in the chat, okay? It's I don't know what it is. It's some thing that like automatically makes you load up the low orbit ion cannon and you immediately blast everybody on the internet. It's an evil thing, and this goes back to this one of the subjects, the topics of my show. Although pretty much the only one. The internet is a threat to human civilization. This was a quote, a direct quote from Julian Assange. Julian Assange was on CNN this evening with Aaron Burnett, who is me, Rao. Hello. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so like I said, I almost found out the hard way that the internet is a threat to human civilization. Today in the Russell League chat, IRC. Oh, okay. Can somebody, all right, Danny, I think, yeah, I know it's what probably, can you hear me, Danny? All right. If somebody could just explain to Danny, there's a way, this has happened to me. Basically, if the player won't, the embedded player won't play, there's a little link right under the slideshow, right under where the play button is. There's a link kind of on the left-hand side there. And it says play in default player. You click on that, and it will open up the stream in YouTube. Or not YouTube, in iTunes. And then that should work. So try that. Yeah, it's BTR, dude. It is what it is. But there you have it. Oh, Catty Idiot, I'm glad you're here. Catty Idiot sent me a link to Neil Rauhauser, Neil Rauhauser blog. And you asked me if Neil Rauhauser's Twitter was compromised or something. No, it's still there. He has it protected. So that might be why you can't see it. I don't know. But he posted a blog with this whole Aaron Walker versus Brett Kimberlin case on it. I guess there was a ruling on it today in a federal court, and the judge basically threw out this class action suit or whatever the fuck it is. All right, so, but yeah, I don't know if anybody gives a shit about that, but anyway, I am hoping that we will get a non-sicko to call in. He hasn't called in a while. I've missed you, sicko, my sidekicko. No, okay, you know what? Danny Dandelion gets a timeout. 2 minutes, 2 minutes for posting malicious links, okay? 2 minutes for posting malicious links. Diego. Diego, you don't like that? Okay, how about you go on timeout too, Diego? Diego, 2 minutes for cussing at me. Oh, niggers in paradise, huh? You're gonna talk shit to Worth of the World? She's like the nicest, sweetest girl on the planet. Guess what? 2 minutes. 2 minutes for being mean to Worth of the World. And we're really, really, really close to putting this thing on chat room martial. We're putting instituting chat room martial law. I'm serious. This is just, you know, my radio show is serious business. I'm trying to conduct a legitimate broadcast here on the internet, and this is the thanks I get. You know, people insulting other guests in my chat room, people posting malicious links in my chat room. I can't stand. I will not stand for this. Okay? Jesus Christ. I knew this was a bad idea to do this show. I only did it because it's... I only did this because it's Forsaken's birthday, and he's not even fucking here, okay? I don't know what to say. I'm fucking pissed. This is a fucking waste of a show. I do have some callers, though, people that want to talk. Thank God. But I have to screen them first, because I do. Let's see. What should I play in the meantime? How about something to dance to? How'd you like to dance to something? Let's lighten the mood here. Let's all make sweet love on the interwebs. And dance to some Balkan party music. Yeah, this is Chantel. We'll be right back.
Legend, upgrade, music, non-stop, legend, I pe toți în goală. Orice bărbat te dorește, când te vede nebunește. Dar da bata ca orice, da da și ca mergul din șară sa nevasta.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Vince back with you with the number east of the Rockies. It's 1-347-826-7667. West of the Rockies, it's 1-347-826-7667. And it's Wacky Wednesday, November 28th, 2012. And it's also a friend of the show's birthday. And that friend of the show is Forsaken, and he's with us now. Welcome, Forsaken, and happy birthday.
Yo, man, thank you. How are you doing, Vince?
I'm doing so much better now that you're here. I was worried you weren't going to show up.
I
did the show for you. I did the show only for you.
Oh, that's sweet. I love you, Vince.
No, I love you too, man.
But actually, I had a little bit of a homo more if I think of it, bro.
Your what?
Just between you and I said a little bit of a homo. You know, I love you.
Oh, you love me in a homo kind of way.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm open-minded. I live in San Francisco, dude.
Yeah, dude. I live in Los Angeles, so pretty close here.
Yeah, dude. We're all like neighbors.
Oh yeah.
I actually lived in LA for a while.
Oh yeah.
I was surprised, you know, being a native Northern Californian, you know, we're more or less anti-Southern California. Because you assholes steal all our water.
Man, the Bay is more intense
and also,
than LA.
And also, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said the Bay is way much more intense than LA when it comes to, like, city-wise. That's just my opinion.
It's more intense? What do you mean?
Well, it's just more crowded, more people, man.
Dude, LA's the biggest has the biggest population in the United States.
Oh, I know. It's just like when you live here for a while, man, and then like you go somewhere different, it just seems like, you know what I mean? Shit.
Things are not so spread out like they are in Los Angeles like they are here. I mean, we have, like, if you're talking about San Francisco specifically, it has way more of a metropolitan feel. It's very compact, small. It's only 7 by 7 miles by 7 miles.
Shit.
And it's just a little peninsula that jetties out into the, and helps create the bay. But I actually, like I was saying, I grew up hating Southern California. But family and friends down there, so would always go on vacations. And I always thought L.A. was cool to visit, but I always said I'd never want to live there.
Oh, man, you don't want to live here. I mean, even if you lived here, it sucks.
I did, though. I moved down there. I lived in, what was it called? Echo Park?
Oh, that's like Hollywood, huh?
No, Echo Park is like downtown. It's like north of downtown. It's starting to get into the hills. It's right near Silver Lake. You know where Silver Lake is?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like hipster central. It's like the Williamsburg of L.A. or the Mission of L.A. It was cool. I lived right off Sunset. There were a lot of great clubs. There's a great small little club called The Echo, where I saw some shows. A lot of bars on Sunset. Sunset, if you live near Sunset, anywhere along the way, there's always something close by.
Dude, Sunset, you can do like anything, like at any time of the day. It's like there's almost anything you can do. It's like, it's whatever.
I love that I can buy a coffee at 2 a.m.
Yeah, see, that's
crazy. at a Hustler store.
Yeah.
The Hustler store right across from the Roxy. You ever go there?
Nah, man. I'm not exactly sure where that is. I don't really like go to Hollywood often, but when I am in Hollywood, I'm usually like near Vine and Sunset.
Well, what that's like? That's where the Church of Scientology is at over there.
Exactly. I don't go there. Fuck
that.
That's
how you set your bearings by the
there,
where the Church of Scientology is located.
Yeah, it's right around there, like literally right there.
The Hustler Club, like you go past, if you keep going west past the Church of Scientology on Sunset, eventually you're going to hit the strip where they have all the rock and roll clubs.
Yeah.
You're going to have Whiskey a Go Go, the Rainbow Room. You ever heard of the Rainbow Room?
Yeah. I've heard of the Rainbow Room.
Infamous rocker hangout. Last time I was there, I met Lemmy from Motorhead.
No shit.
Yeah, I just walked in. First person I laid eyes on was fucking Lemmy. I couldn't believe it.
Shit.
It was years ago. Friends of me and a few friends went on a roadie down to L.A. and we just drove straight to the Rainbow Room and walked in, and there was fucking Lemmy, and I talked to him too. I was doing college radio at the time, and I was like, "Hey, man, I'm pumping your new record." And he was like, "Right on." He was hanging out with the most superficial, plastic, stereotypical Hollywood bitch, blonde, a total trophy, little not a, no, it wasn't his wife. It was just his day, a little trophy date for the night. He was cool though. Like he she didn't talk. Like when I approached him, they were just standing there. So I was like, hey, you know, they're not. I mean, he's not engaged with anybody, so why not?
Yeah.
And he was cool. He was chill. I talked to him for a few minutes. I talked to him about bass guitar because he plays bass guitar. And I was like, yeah, dude, you know, I play bass guitar too. You know, I just kind of noodle on it and stuff, jam with friends, nothing serious. But, you know, Lemmy, do you have any words of wisdom for, you know, up and coming bass player?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just making that shit up. He basically told me, he's like, you know what? I'm just playing rhythm guitar on my bass. I'm not really playing bass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he plays chords on the bass when he plays. If you ever watch Motorhead play live, YouTube that shit. Okay, you know what? What the fuck is going on in my chat room right now?
I wouldn't know, man. I'm not even near my
computer.
There's
a goddamn mess in there.
All right. Is Tyrone in chat?
Tyrone doesn't chat, dude. He barely has a phone.
Tyrone should call in. Tyrone, if you're listening, call in, man.
Yeah, I got a ton of people on the line, so we'll take some more calls here. I think Diego is here. What's up, Diego?
Hello.
Oh, it's Diego.
Hey, yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Diego. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Just sitting down, finished eating some pomegranate seeds and shit.
Oh, that's cool. Shit. Are you still up to being Vince's bitch?
Wow. How old are you, Vincent?
What?
27.
Really? Wait, are you white?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
then yeah.
I'm Korean.
You're what?
He's black.
I'm Korean. Shut up, dude.
He's black? He's black? I thought
no,
he was white this whole
black.
Time. He doesn't talk ghetto like most black people.
I know. I try to cover it up. Fuck. Well, you would
I thought
find
you were
it.
White. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That
yeah,
is like one of the biggest surprises that has ever come in my life.
If you became
he
my competitive
so
boy, you'd find out eventually anyway, so...
So wait, how big is your dick?
I'm sorry?
How big is your dick?
12 inches.
12?
Yeah.
So black people really have big dicks.
Yeah, and well, you know what they say, once you go black...
You never go back. You're going to be in a wheelchair.
No, fucking...
You're going to get shot.
Once you go black, you can't go back.
Once you go black... Your pussy gonna crack.
So wait, you put my man pussy in a coma?
Yeah, you're gonna need some. You're gonna need.
No, my man pussy is gonna be
surgery.
Like, working out saliva when you go into like a stitcher.
Oh boy.
So what else is going on, Diego?
Huh?
What else is happening, Diego?
Not much. Just bored as hell. I hate the North Bay shit. Shitty ass shit.
Same. Well, I love that area. You know what my favorite little town is?
What?
Sebastopol.
Sebastopol? What the fuck? Are you on crack? Are you fucking serious? I think he's doing a lot of crack. Sebastopol is so fucking boring. It's like I almost died there of boredom. I swear. It's like you might as well do crack to even find anything interesting in that little stupid ass purposes of a town.
So are you gonna? So what's up? Are you? Where would you rather be?
I would rather be not in Northern California or northern the North Bay.
So
rather be like in San Francisco, like actually in the Bay, what's considered the Bay Area, because this place is not really considered the Bay Area because it's crap. Yeah, shit. Fucking wine country sucks.
I've been to the wine country. It's beautiful.
I fucking hate Napa.
They have very luscious landscapes.
It's beautiful, but it's hella fucking boring.
Not a lot of pollution.
Oh my God, I swear to God, I swear to God. Napa is the boringest place. Well, no, that's about to go. I hope that's even more boring. But, yeah, Napa fucking sucks. It's like, the only thing there is to do here is for old people to drink wine. I don't even like wine. Wine's fucking disgusting. It tastes like shit mixed with alcohol. And, but, yeah, it's, it's fucking Napa. There's seriously nothing to do here. Once I finish high school, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I'm sorry, Forsaken, but he's boring the balls off me, so I put him in the green room. Let's bring out, we got tons of calls. I got to get some more callers here. People are waiting patiently. We got Hammurabi's code now. What's up, Hep Hammurabi?
Thank you for putting Diego in the green room. I'm right there with you, Vince. My balls were getting so bored, one of them started to snore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Stop, you're complaining. Get it. You don't like
so. I'm pretty glad you threw him in the green room. Happy birthday, Diego. And I'd like to point out, Vince, Sagan's been requesting this song for a long time and you've never played it, but for his birthday, I honestly think you ought to play D12 40 Ounce.
Yes.
It's a horrible song, and I hate Eminem just because he's Eminem. But either way, Sagan's birthday, you should play that shit.
You want D12 40 Ounce?
Yes, 40 Ounce.
All right.
Here's hello? Am I in the green room, too, now? I've got my own
little
Mama Robbie's code green room.
What? Dude, all right, now you're on mute, okay? People are fucking skittish and paranoid.
Oh, man.
All right, we're going to take a break, take some more calls in a second. Stick around if you want. Join us, 347-826-7667. Happy birthday, Forsaken.
Catch a slug. I'm so drunk, I can earl for a month. Any nigga pop shit, go to the trunk. D12 star shit, nigga come get us. 7 mile running, wild niggas with us. Cause all my niggas is talking that shit. And got no problem with smacking no bitch. I have my wife, cut your throat. Blunt, man, that's all we smoke. Wild the fuck out, stab you with a knife. It's D12, nigga, we ready to fucking fight.
Where the 40 out? Where the 40 out? Where the 40 out?
Dirty dozen wildin', beat niggas bloody, and you gon' have to pour out a keg for all your homies.
was drunk. 82 from this rock, that's the name I want. I'm in the club to beat, you gotta murder me there. Only talk to a bitch with burgundy hair on the aisle in the back. Bumping 7 deuce, see that top on that 40. You know it's coming loose, see me on the Ave daily. Be running this shit, if your chick get blood, I G-money that bitch. Packing mags and clips, I smash your click. Because the proof they put the G in the alphabet. Smoking weed, drinking Henny, Remy, and that Jimmy. Don't worry if you run out the corner store, got plenty.
Where your 40 out? Where your 40 out?
It just ends like that. I don't understand. Maybe it goes into another song. Whatever. Yeah, it is what it is. Stop hating in the Bay.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
That's right. Selassie says, stop hating in Lay Bay. All right. I'm back with birthday boy, Forsaken.
Yo.
Congratulations, Forsaken. You can now that you're 21, you can legally drink 40 ounces.
Hell yeah, nigga.
We got Hammurabi's Code back with us.
I love black people.
Okay.
I just like niggers.
Hopefully we'll get some black folks to call in.
Good fucking luck.
If not, I'll just call one.
Do you know black people, or do you know niggers?
Shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, we got Ronald Langford in the house.
Shit.
What's up, Ronald? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Fuck Worth of the World.
Why? What's your beef with Worth of the World?
She's a stupid bitch.
What'd she do that was so stupid? Or like how's she stupid?
Just common sense. You ask anyone.
Does she owe you 40 ounce?
She owes me like 540 ounce.
Shit.
That's a lot.
That's quite a
lot. I mean, it's nowhere near as many as Ginger owes us, but...
Wait, how many does Ginger owe you?
At this point, like 53K.
53,000?
Yeah.
53,000 40 ounces she owes you.
Yeah. She wouldn't pay up. We're probably going to have to blow her house up.
That's like 2 million ounces of beer.
Yeah, we're going to get drunk for like 3 days.
That 2 million ounces of beer, ladies and gentlemen. This is insanity. What are you listening to in the background there? I can hear some shit going on.
I'm watching
shit.
What are you watching?
I don't even know. I'm about to check. I've been listening to the show. Hunted, the movie.
Hmm. Not familiar. Who's in it?
One sec.
Brad Pitt. He's in that movie.
I'd actually say.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, cool. I like Lawrence Fishburne. He's a cool actor. He's good. He aged really quickly, though, from, you know, he was, because if you see him in, Apocalypse Now, he looks like a baby. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Check, 1, 2. Okay. Yeah, he aged a lot from when he was, shot that movie, which was shot, I don't know, what, 77, 78, something like that?
Yeah.
76? And maybe it was 10 years later, 15 years later, he did Boys in the Hood, and he's like playing like a fucking father character. You ever seen Boys in the Hood?
Nah, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't really watch that many movies.
Dude, that's like Ice-T's first acting role, I think. Not Ice-T, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, shit. Yeah, I don't really watch that many Ice Cube movies, man. Like, the last one I saw was obviously Friday.
Not going to lie, Ice Cube movies are terrible.
Well, now they are, but go watch Boys in the Hood. Rent that movie. It's a great movie. You ever seen Colors?
Yeah.
With Sean Penn and...
Oh, yeah, totally.
Robert Duvall.
Great movie.
Seen that, Forsaken?
Yo, what up?
You ever seen...
Featuring Lawrence Fishburne.
Colors? You ever seen Colors?
Colors? No, man.
Oh, my God. You live in L.A. and you haven't seen Colors or Boys in the Hood.
I've only lived here for 3 years, bro.
Oh, dude, you got to understand. This is great. You have to experience the whole culture and understand the history. These are great films that sort of document the life in on the other side of the tracks, if you will.
Shit.
I need to know, man.
I'm not saying Colors. I said Colors. Did somebody just rage quit on me? Who hung up? What was that? Oh, it's Forsaken. Forsaken dropped off. Oh, well, happy birthday, Forsaken. Let's bring on Hannibal now, shall we?
One second.
We have an elite hacksaw from Gaza, I believe. He's part of the Hamas hacking, one of the Hamas.
Sagan's going to call back.
Yeah, I'll bring Sagan on in just a second. Hannibal, are you there?
Vince, why do you say that I am Hamas?
She.
Wait, are you Mossad? I forgot. What
yes,
are you?
It's Hannibal. Jewish hacker.
Hannibal. Okay, okay. Hannibal is Mossad. Wait a second. Okay. You know what? Never mind. I was getting you confused. You know, I have the Gaza Loot Crew come through, and I think they are down with Hamas. I'm not sure, though.
I don't know this, but what I want to speak on, though, actually what I want to speak on is the person in your chat room, Worth of the World.
Yeah, what about her?
She's a dirty whore. She's a dirty whore.
I fuck her
tight.
Really?
Yes. She ran off with my money. See, I pay her.
Right?
I pay her my money, so she gave me the service. And she run off with the money and doesn't let me fuck tight.
At least you didn't rape her. At least you didn't rape her.
But I'm going to, though.
Shit.
Okay, if you rape her, make sure you legitimately rape her. Don't just rape her, okay? Because if you legitimately rape her, she won't get pregnant.
I will legitimately rape her and give her an illegitimate child.
From what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist.
Yeah, and not the kid.
Both will be punished. Mossad always win.
One teeth is this Sabu? No, that's No, it's not Sabu. It's
no, I dox Sabu. I SSH into his box. I dox all of Anonymous.
Through Maltego.
Sweet. I think Forsaken, is that you? Forsaken, hello? Are you there? Okay, maybe not. All right, let's
actually, what I'm going to do is probably rape Sabu's the corpse of his dead mother and post pictures on Doxbin.
Okay, good to know. Let's bring on this other caller here. Go ahead, caller, unscreen, you're on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead. Who's this?
Am I talking?
Yeah, you're talking. Oh, God.
It's retarded Chris.
Retarded Chris.
Oh, I'm trying to, am I on the air right now?
Totally, dude. You're totally on the air right now, Chris. What's going on? What's up, bro?
I want you to say happy birthday to Forsaken.
Yeah, you know what? You just missed him. He was on earlier and he dropped off, so he can't. He doesn't know that you wished him a happy birthday.
Oh. I mean, is Tyrone here?
No, Tyrone has the night off. He's not here tonight.
Oh, I had a question. Well, maybe you guys can help me.
Sure. What's up? What's your question?
Oh, my uncle. Oh, he goes to a clinic every day, and he drinks a drink. And I don't know what it is, and he won't tell me what it is. I'm trying to figure it out. What the drink is, and sometimes when he comes home, he sits on the couch, and he closes his eyes, and opens them, and closes them some more.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Oh, my uncle. My uncle.
Oh, that's your uncle. Wow.
Yeah.
Hannibal, what do you think of this?
Yes, I tell you what the drink is.
Yeah, please.
The drink is very rare. They have it. It's very expensive drink. They give it to make the penis bigger.
Are you serious? Something you drink that makes your... Now, does it permanently make it bigger, or just makes it bigger for a while?
No,
just
it's over
to know
time.
What it's called to buy it.
Over time, it make it bigger, more satisfying for the woman to fuck tight.
Fuck tight? Fuck? He says it's like a clinic that he goes to. He calls it a club?
Yes, it's the clinic. You go, you pay out of pocket. The insurance does not cover to make the penis big.
I mean, maybe. I don't know, though.
No, that's what it is.
So, his penis is big?
Well, I don't know. You maybe you ask him.
Oh, last time I asked him, he told me to put my pants down, and he told me to bend over and cough.
Okay, well, that sounds like sounds quite interesting, actually. I don't know why you're doing these things. Are you a member of Anonymous? It sounds like something they would do.
I used to follow Sabu on Twitter.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
I'm a freedom fighter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. These assholes are spamming my goddamn chat room. That's it. That's it. I've just instituted chat room martial law.
Vince, why are you mad, though? Why are you upset?
I just instituted chat room martial law.
Vince,
Root Rat, you can blame Root Rat for this. Everybody can
Vince,
blame
you need to calm your jimmies down. You need to get control of your jimmies.
Look, this show has derailed, okay? And I... Retarded Chris, are you fapping? What the hell are you doing?
Shit.
Okay.
Vince,
are you upset about something, Vince? What, huh?
Are you upset about something?
No, why? Do I sound upset?
I mean, you seem like you're a little bit...
I'm not upset. I'm just... I get really, you know, I'm sort of a one-man band here.
You're getting besmirched.
No, please be smirching me. My show is getting besmirched. You're right. My show is getting smirched. Yes, my show is.
How does it feel when you get bamboozled?
It feels like been anally raped with a cattle prod.
Yes, so you have experienced such a feeling before.
Well, yeah, that's how I can compare it to it. I mean, duh.
Vince, tell me about this time that you had this cattle prod feeling before.
All right, I'm not going. You know, you guys do this. You social engineer me into giving you personal details. I know what you're doing. I know what you Mossad motherfuckers are up to. You're on mute. Sorry, Ronald Langford. I know you don't approve of this, but you're on mute. I definitely know Hammurabi's code doesn't approve of this. He is on mute. Retarded Chris, you're cool. You're not on mute. But what we have to do now is bring in our we're approaching the halfway point of the show here, and we need to check in with our associate producer Jihad to tell us where we've gone wrong with this show. So without any further to do, Jihad, what's going on? What are your thoughts?
Hey, Vince, thanks a lot. You know what? And great job really clenching the iron fist on these kids. You know, they're really shitting up the place.
Yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes you just have to put your foot on. And you know what? I'm banning the word shit. Anybody who spells, I mean, it's cool. It's cool when Ronald Langford says shit on air. It's cool. You guys mocking him or whatever, parroting
right,
in the chat room. It's annoying. All right. So the only person who has shit privileges is Ronald Langford and Ronald Langford alone. Okay.
But now you're saying who can use what specific words.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with some rules here and there, but when you start telling people who can say shit and who can't, I mean, where does it end, Vince? Where does it end?
You're right. It is a slippery slope.
But as long as you can keep that in mind, it should be okay. I just don't want to see you turn into some kind of a tyrant, you know?
You're right. You know what? You're totally right. I've lifted chat room martial law. Everybody is free to speak. The free speech. I never said this, that my chat room was a free speech zone, but.
You know what? It's just assumed by every person on the internet that everywhere is a free speech zone. Even if it's a Christian teen chat room, they're going to go in there and talk about their dicks, you know, until they're told not to. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Free speech ends when you click on the link to my show. Once you click that link to my show page and you're in my chat room, your free speech means nothing. Okay? It's like...
Confirmed.
Yeah.
My uncle has me click a link on him every day.
I'm sorry.
He asked you to click a link for him every day?
No. One time, he said, Chris, it was right after he got back from his clinic that he goes to and drinks a drink, and he was on the couch, and he said, Chris, come here. And I was like, okay. And he said, come click my link. And he made me click his link.
Oh, you know what? It sounds like he's making you click the child porn links for him, so technically he's not the one at fault. You know, it makes total sense. And you know what? We need to really profit off of this somehow.
Yeah, there's got to be some way to capitalize on this. I like how you think, Jihad.
You know, Vince, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
I hear. No doubt about it. So, anything else retarded, Chris?
No, not right now.
All right, cool. No problem. Anything else, Jihad? Anything else we missed? Anything else we got wrong? Something we should do to improve the show? I just got a tweet from Ms. Becker saying that, she's appalled with the show. I couldn't agree with her more. This has been...
Well,
you know,
what exactly was she appalled with? I mean, the state of the show, like the disarray?
I don't know. Maybe it could be the word retarded. I don't know.
What should we say? Mentally handicapped? LD? IQ 60 minus? Like,
You're right. We'll change the name. Developmentally Disabled Chris. Is what we'll call it.
My uncle calls me special.
Doesn't it?
He calls you what there, big guy?
He calls me special.
Oh, well, you know what? That is special. Your uncle sounds like a great guy.
All right,
he calls me special, Chris.
Special.
I mean, not to be politically incorrect, but you need to have less retards on your show, Vince.
I can't avoid it. You're supposed to work with the hand you're dealt, right? I mean, this is
That's true. I mean, Christ has a plan for us all, Vince.
You're telling me. I'm like Job. I'm the Job of Blog Talk Radio.
See, you know what? When I hear Job, I don't even think of religion. I think of Arrested Development. Tell me you've seen Arrested Development.
I saw them at Lollapalooza in 93.
Ooh, I'm talking about the TV show.
Oh. Yeah, I've seen
Vince.
It. What about it?
Nothing.
You
know what?
The fact
nothing.
That I've seen the show? You sounded very excited.
It's lost. It's gone. We can't ever revisit it. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. Arrested Development, they're going to bring back, I guess, on Netflix or something?
They're going to do... what is it? They're going to do some episodes that are going to be focusing on individual characters. Like, each episode focuses on a different one, leading up to a new movie that they're doing, but I believe that's it. There's not going to be like another season or anything like that. A lot of nerds are excited for that. I guess I'm one of them.
Hammurabi, you had something for Chris?
No, not at this point. That doesn't really flow organically, Vince.
Oh, okay.
Well,
my bad.
You know what? You need
to
get
Chris?
Your shit ready before you get on the air. I mean, Vince can't do the work for you.
Oh, no. But it's got to flow organically. I mean, it can't just sit here. Oh, God. It's horrible.
I'll let it flow.
All right,
you know
what?
You gotta let it flow.
All right, I'll put you back on hold, and we'll try it again later and see if it flows organically. So, anything else, Associate Producer Jihad?
Man, I worked all day today. Did I miss anything? Is there anything that you want to fill me in on, Vince?
Oh, yes. Julian Assange appeared on CNN today.
Oh, really?
And with Aaron Burnett. Have you ever seen Aaron Burnett? Oh, my God.
Would you? You would.
But she's married to some big investment banker or hedge fund.
Which makes
type.
It that much better.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. Anyways, she had a sex exclusive. God, I wish it was a sex exclusive. Actually, it'd be kind of weird with her and Assange, though. But anyways, she had an interview with him today. He went on there to plug his new book. She read a quote from his book. She started the interview with this quote. This is Julian Assange says, "The internet is a threat to human civilization."
Ooh.
How do you feel about that statement from Julian Assange?
I mean, what isn't a threat to human civilization? As long as it was created by humans, it's a device that we could use against ourselves. I guess I would make that argument.
Yeah.
Also, I have some very important news across the line. Apparently Tyrone just called in, and that needed to be known by you.
Oh, yes. Let's, by all means, find Tyrone. All right. I am going to take a little brickety break. I have a lot of callers, and I want to bring on people that are gonna save this show. And there's a ton of people on the board, so I got to screen all these calls because you don't even know. Like during these breaks, I will kick off five or six trolls before I find, because there's all these 111s. When there's a block number on my switchboard, it just says 111. And so I just have a switchboard lit up with 111s. And so unfortunately, folks, there's a lot of people that I pre-screen in the screen room that are just like so fail troll, it's disgusting. Like you think I have some fail trolls on here as it is. You should hear the ones that I filter out.
The baby trolls, we call them.
Whatever you call them, they're
someday
they're,
Vince. Someday they'll learn their way onto your show.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna
get out of their diapers.
Yeah. God, seriously, people. I wish I had some Arrested Development to play for you. What kind of music do you like?
Oh, geez. I mean, hip-hop mostly.
Oh, yeah, you're the hip-hop guy. Fuck.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Oh, we can play some of the new Coup. Have you heard the new Coup record?
I've only played a couple of the songs, I've only heard a couple of them that you've played on here. Go ahead and play whatevs, man. I'm down for some Coup.
All right.
Who cares what everybody else thinks?
Yeah,
I mean,
fuck it. Dude, fuck them. All right, this is off their new one. The new record is called Sorry to Bother You.
Fucking rock on!
Retarded Chris, you like the Coup?
Oh, I'm a rock star. I mean, I'm pretty much a rock star. So, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I love the Coup. And here they are. This is one off their new record. This is called The Guillotine. Be right back.
We'll be right back.
Could have stayed home, just cried and cussed. Mayor, your guns go off if it's time to bust. Mail, they tanks have time to rust. They got the army turning bullets into gold. They got the hookers turning tricks into cold. And every time the police kicks in the dough, an angel gas break dips in the O. And even if a D-boy flips in my O, it ain't enough to buy shit anymore. Sleep in the doorway, piss on the floor. Look in the sky, wait for missiles to show. It's been a blow, cause they got the TV, we got the truth. They only judges and we got the proof. We got hella people, they got helicopters. They got the bombs and we got the
we got the guillotine. We got the guillotine, you better run. We got the guillotine. We got the guillotine, you better run.
Instead of us, call police to escort them. You don't ride out them lies, you just quote them. Get offline, plug into this modem. No, you can't outvote them, the rules are still golden. Only jewels we hold, disregarding our scrotum. If you press your ear to the turf that is stolen, you can hear the sound of limitations exploding. Please, sir, may we have another portion with children of the beast that dodge the abortion. Next place firm between the floor and the portion. When shut your shit down, don't call it extortion. Caution, we're coming for your head. So call the feds and get files and shred. Every textbook read said bring you the bread. But guess what, we got you instead.
We got the guillotine. We got the guillotine. You better run. We got the guillotine. We got the guillotine. You better run.
In the bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 8-6, un finale in Bancotti.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, that's me. VITB back up in this 45 minutes, less than 45 minutes to go in the show. And if you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667, but you should call soon because there's a long line here of callers that want to get in and have something to say. And so I'm going to try to get to everybody. But before I have lined up here, I have I think I have a non-sicko, Tyrone, Schmoop, and Ms. Becker lined up. So I'm going to go to them. And also, of course, we have retired Chris, Ronald Langford, and Hammurabi's Code here as well. But I'm going to go back to the panel in a second. But in the meantime here, we're going to check in with Goofy Bone. Apparently, Goofy Bone is on the line. You notice he's in the chat room. He is simulcasting his show. He's hijacking my content and putting it on his show right now. And so he's going to call in right now and probably go ballistic on us all here. Because I think he feels embarrassed that he became the – he's an answer to a quick trivia question now, actually. The first individual to ever violate Twitter's terms of service by posting his own docs on Twitter. That's right. In the Guinness Book of World Records now, ladies and gentlemen, Goofy Bone is enshrined. And it's an honor and pleasure to get an exclusive with him on my show. Go ahead, Goofy, you're on. What's up?
Well, first off, that's the greatest achievement I've ever done in my life. And I don't mean to get anybody's rustles in a bunch, but the Twitter gods have blessed me back, so I'm back, Vince. But I wanted to yell and scream at you for another reason. Apparently, one of your losers that listened to you came on my show and tried to troll me, but yet they were calling me a Jew. And last time I thought you knew that I was Mexican. So if you're going to send assassins, can you send them and let them know to like throw like the right racial slur at me? Because when they call me that, it's like, you know, throwing a rubber ball at a wall. It just bounces off. It doesn't do any harm.
Got it. Well, hopefully those the parties involved are listening right now. If not, maybe somebody could forward this on to them, this, you know, the archive of this broadcast, because that was kind of it was actually kind of lousy, dude. That you posted your own docs and
I know that was funny. But see, I had help from the snitches from the Russell League who decided to think that, it was funny to just go ahead and let's kick off Goofy Bone or get him suspended.
That you're not E-Fame status yet, dude. You don't have E-Fame yet. Your cachet of E-Fame.
E-Fame?
You don't have enough E-Fame yet.
Oh, my God. I thought this gave me, like, so many E-Fame points that I would be, like, immortal.
Oh, dude.
Rapturous.
Oh, dude. Being the quote, president of late night BTR gives you negative points, dude. That's negative.
Really?
That's negative to your overall E-Fame total.
God damn it, Vince. I can never win.
Yeah, because once you, for example, E-Fame, people that are famous on TV or in real life, such as Roseanne Barr and Spike Lee. Chewbacca. These famous people can. Jesus. These famous people can tweet out whatever the fuck they want. They have carte blanche, dude. These people, you know, release other people's docs. You know, during that Trayvon Martin.
I was reporting that shit.
Dude, I would have reported to her for Twitter for that. I didn't. I'm too lazy. But I would report her and Spike Lee. And I'm sure they did get reported, probably multiple times. And they didn't get taken down.
Well, because obviously they're not the late night president in a blog talk radio. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Negative e-fame points. That's why I gave. That's why I gave the election away.
Well, Vince, apparently your chat room is upset because the wetback's still on the line. So I don't want to disturb any more of your time. Niggers in Paris are apparently upset because the wetback in the bay is talking
well,
to Vince.
I'll tell you what. I got a ton of calls. I got talk about e-fame. I got Schmoop waiting to get on the line. I got Ms. Becker waiting to get on the line. I got Tyrone waiting to get on the line.
Ms.
I got
Becker.
Sicko waiting to go on the line. I got retarded Chris trying to get back in here. I got Ronald Lankford trying to get back up in here. I got Hammurabi's Code telling me unmute me like every 5 seconds.
Jesus Christ, Vince. You're just as popular as I am.
Anyway, do you want to join the panel or what?
Yeah, I'll stick around, I guess. If Niggers in Paris says it's okay.
All right, this is what we're going to do. I have a panel here that you are actually, by putting you on this panel, Goofy, you are bringing negative e-fame points to this broadcast. So I'm doing you a favor here, okay?
Well, isn't that good? Because it's kind of evening you out, you know what I mean? Instead of being, like, overly popular to just being, like, a moderate popular.
You know, actually, I'm not really, you know, I'm happy to get a little piece of e-fame here and there. You know, I'm perfectly satisfied with that. I don't need it all at once. It's not a race. It's more like a marathon.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Like kind of like
I'll join your panel.
You know, Hank Aaron held the home run title for a long time. He never hit over 50 home runs. In a season, you always hit like 20, 30, or 40 every year. 20 or 30, usually 30s or 40 home runs just every year. You know, probably didn't even lead the league in hit in home runs in half of those years. But he just accumulated so many home runs over time and was lucky to be healthy and played, you know, solid. You know, he held that record for a long ass time.
Well, do you think I could hold the, you know, only person who ever got kicked off or suspended off of Twitter by doxing myself? You think I'll hold that for a long time?
Actually, I think that actually helps us though. Yeah, because it's going to be in Guinness Book of World Records and all that. So yeah, we'll leave you on. I'm going to bring back. Oh, you know, I'm going to bring on new callers. Somebody that will probably appreciate my baseball lingo. I think this is it's unscreened, but I think this is a non-sicko. Sicko, is that you?
Yeah, what's going on, Vince?
Hey, nothing much. Did you hear about Goofy Bone?
Oh, about him getting suspended for releasing his own docs. that's a great troll. Like,
somebody had to report it. I mean, you just have to. Like,
just because,
you know? I mean, it's like, it's just waiting there.
It's pretty funny. Like if anyone has
self-doxed and gotten suspended, please either tweet me or call into the show. I don't think you're out there. I think we got the only one.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever happened.
Anyways, what's going on with you, dude? What's up?
Much, man. Just trying to take a day to not be so serious. I've been playing a bunch of video games and shit. Trying to avoid all the bullshit going on Twitter and just relax for a day.
Oh, you know what I do, bro? Keep tweeting, bro. Just unfollow.
Well, no, sure. But
yeah, put them on a list. That's what Jackal used to do. Jackal didn't follow anybody. Sabu, he didn't follow anybody. That's what socks are. That's what socks are for.
I get it. But it's like, If it's something everybody's talking about, I'll just go play some video games and relax, rest a little bit. Been busy. Been down in San Francisco protesting in front of the Israeli consulate for.
Yeah, you've done that. You did that like a whole week straight.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think they've done 7 protests in total. I went to 5 of them. There's going to be another one Friday, so anybody's listening, if you're going to be in San Francisco Friday at 4 o'clock, meet at 456 Montgomery Street. It's right off the Montgomery BART station, just like 3 blocks down. We'll probably end up marching down to Union Square again and disrupting all of the holiday shopping and stuff like that's going on there.
Hey, man, can I go?
Sure.
No, no Mexicans allowed.
Sure.
Unless you're working. Let's bring on Tyrone. Tyrone, you're on with a non-sicko and Goofy Bone.
What up, Vince? What's going on, man?
What's going on, Tyrone?
Not much, man. Hey, that girl Word of the World still in the chat room, though.
Oh God, are you gonna pick on her too? Why is everybody?
I'm just saying though, she owed me about $200.
What does that translate into 40 ounces?
It's a lot, I know that. I'm just saying, because,
like 15, 40 ounces?
Well, see, you know how Assert Max has my bottom bitch and everything. Right.
Speaking of bitches, you want to get a bitch on the line right now?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm trying to explain to you what the situation
Tyrone,
is.
Tyrone, I think, you know what, Tyrone? I'm going to hook you up with somebody. Stay on the line. I'm going to hook you up with somebody. It's not this person.
You need to help me get this money, though, Vince.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
But I'll holler at her. What's her name?
Well, first of all, her name is Ruby Sexy Candy.
Okay.
Mm. Ruby yeah. Sexy Candy.
Goofy Nut Bone knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, yeah. You'll get a little taste of Ruby Sexy Candy.
Oh,
yeah. I think
yeah.
I'll fit it in a half an hour. But speaking of another delicious treat... We have Ms. Becker with us. What's up, Ms. Becker?
I was about to say, don't call me a bitch.
No, because you're here with the news. You're a news correspondent.
I'm the news.
She's your legal go-to legal representative or advisor.
Legal, ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. We're going to go to our. A legal correspondent, Ms. Becker.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
She's in the field. Ms. Becker, you have the latest on what's going down with Aaron Socio. Fill us in.
Aaron Socio, as most of us have seen, got charged with terroristic threats, which under Missouri law basically means he said shit that scared a bunch of people. Which is probably unconstitutional to charge someone with that, unless... Like, it's too narrow and such. Anyways, and he got, he was arrested because he was, he's in pursuit. And who knows if he was in pursuit because he broke some law or if they were, you know, tracking him or something. But he got about 5 or 6 charges having to do with, evading arrest and pursuit and driving erratically, et cetera. So he's in jail now, and he refused psychiatric treatment. They put him on a hold, and he refused treatment, so he's just in solitary in jail. And I just want to explain, if you guys couldn't figure it out, the dude had mad psychosis mania. That's why he was the way he was. I've been through that, and it's bullshit. It's horrible to go through, but I also want to add, this guy was an asshole about it, man. He thought he was, like, fucking all over the world. But I also want to explain this guy, because he's all telling y'all you got ALIO, and you're all going to commit suicide over this stuff. He's saying that that actually came from the fact that his cousin committed suicide, and he basically went crazy trying to figure out what it is that causes suicide, because he's traumatized by that. So, yeah, he was a pain in the ass, but... He's locked away now. Hope he's going to get some treatment. And, you know, so goes life. People go through shit and get crazy. That's my update.
Once again, that's shut the fuck up. That's so gay. What are you guys doing? This is a fucking serious show, dude. This is my legal correspondent. Ms. Becker, thank you so much for coming in and giving us a news update. We'll check back in with you again soon. stick around, folks. We got Schmoop coming up right after the end of this news break.
Hey, what happened to the Ruby Titty bitch?
Oh, she's coming up next, dude. Watch, I'm loading her number up into my dial-in, and we're going to have her online here in just a second.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Okay, we're back. So I've got I got Monsico, I got Tyrone, I got Ms. Becker's going to stick around. She just had gave us a news break, but she's going to stay on the panel. And now we're going to add Schmoop to the mix. What's up, Schmoop?
Yes, hello. This is Jamal. How was you?
I'm doing great, man. We're getting ready to call Ruby Sexy Candy here in a minute for Tyrone. I think they would make a love call.
Well, yeah. I actually have a problem here with my interwebs. I'm actually trying to get back on to tell people that we are Legion. You know, and I heard you fix cables and shit. So, you know, I called up and I was wondering what's wrong with my interwebs.
You need to hook him up, Vince. You need to get his shit going.
Yeah. I heard you're the cable guy and you like some master and security and some shit.
Last night you said you was the cable guy.
No. That was asked. Who said? Somebody misinterpreted. I told you guys.
I heard you say it. You said you was a cable guy.
You know what? You just have to go in the archives. I'm not a cable guy, all right?
Nah, nigga, you a cable guy. I'm sitting here. I'm trying to fix my interwebs to get back on Twitter. And, you know, I'm trying to be Legion and shit, and there's something wrong with my interwebs.
Did you set up your phone for text tweeting?
I did, but here's what's on my interwebs.
It's like three fours and two zeros. 40404 is how to tweet.
Okay, but that's not the problem here with my interwebs, because I heard you were a cable guy and shit. And, you know, because Tyrone actually recommended you. You remember talking to me about this shit, Tyrone?
Yeah, because I told you he said he was going to come over to my house and get my box set up and get me the movie channel.
Yeah, that's some shit right there.
Homie
hasn't even come over and set up your shit, huh?
Yeah, he said he ain't even been over here yet, man. I talked to him. He said he's going to come over here.
Yeah, and then I think I heard one of your employees call me a faggot. Is that true? Vince the Cable Guy?
Wait a minute. Yeah, no, like Meeps. Like Meep says, I fix boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard you fix black boxes and shit, you know, with all the movies on it and shit. So I got another question for you. How can I get like 9,000 movies? I'm actually trying to watch a certain movie here. The movie is Brokeback Mountain. It's actually one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
I thought you were an investment banker.
I do some investment consulting on the side.
Yeah, Goofy, did you read the cable guy? That nigga fixes like cables and shit. He hooks up your box, nigga.
I think he'd be lying about being a cable guy, though.
Yeah.
I think he'd be lying. I bet Goofy Bone could fix my cable up better than you could, Vince.
I agree.
I have access to over 9,000 boxes.
Nah, nigga, I think you would. I think
Goofy Bone.
I think Goofy Bone can fix a mean box, know what I'm saying?
In fact, I'm fixing a box right now as I'm doing this.
What kind of box you fixing, bro?
is a finger box. He got that finger box. He got a rare finger box.
Yo, Danny, you know what? I'll show you what's up.
Hang on a second. Let me bring retarded Chris back on and Hammurabi's code. Hammurabi's code. I know you're itching to say something. You're back.
What's up? A sombrero.
Anyway,
no, you just eat food cooked in foil.
Hey, I'd just like to say for the record that Goofy Bones is a bitch. That Nick is gay.
Goofy,
I just wanted to say, I think, every time I call up, Goofy Bone calls up. I agree. Faggot.
Bitch, my name is Jamal. What the fuck you talking about?
What happened here? Did the retarded guy fall or something?
Yeah, you see when he did Goofy Ball, you heard his feelings and shit. That nigga hung up, yo. What the fuck, nigga? Yo, Tyrone, yo, we gotta get this nigga. He making fun of retarded people on the air and
man,
shit.
Man, you can't be doing that, no. That's messed up.
Nah, nigga, that's fucked up, nigga.
I'm reporting him to Blog Talk Radio.
Niggers.
Service,
yeah, niggers.
Oh, dog, I'm reporting you to Blog Talk Radio Tone Service.
You gotta get God, nigga.
I'm sending a recording of this.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Goofy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Wow, what's crag-a-lagging?
All right, dude, let's call Ruby Sexy Candy right now.
Okay, let's call. But what happened to all the niggers?
They're on hold. They're all on hold like bitches.
Okay.
What we call a real bitch.
Okay.
God, I hope she picks up. Come on, pick up.
She's hot. I love her.
Hello.
Hey, Ruby Sexy Candy. What's up? It's Vince in the Bay. Ruby?
Did she hang up on you?
Oh, it's there. Ruby, can you hear me? Hello? Ruby, are you there? Hello, is Ruby there? All right, let me take her in the green room. Hang on a second.
Telling you, everything behind the scenes, and you heard it first right here on 106.2 Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show. It's now my show? Are you fucking serious? No fucking way.
Dude, I think she pocket answered. I think she, like, had it in her pocket or something, because that was weird, because she was there. I could hear her. But, okay, we'll try her one more time.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, I lost you there for a minute. Hi, honey.
Hey, Ruby Sexy Candy.
Hi.
Hey, it's Vince.
No, I lost you there for a minute. I lost signal.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I hope you mind. You're on my show right now.
I kind of figured that was a 347 number.
Yeah, and I'm here with Goofy Bone.
With who?
Goofy Bone.
Oh, Goofy Bone. I think I've been on the show with him before.
Yeah.
How was?
How you doing, Ruby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And aroused.
Oh yeah.
And aroused.
Yeah, we have basically a sausage fest going on my show right now. And
all you need is some pussy in between that.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. We need to add some estrogen into the situation here. How have you been? You haven't been on my show in a really long time. I miss you.
I know. And I keep on, like, I didn't even know. Like, I haven't even been on Twitter. Like, everything I tweet now is, like, through a text. So so I haven't like been on Twitter or seen anything. Only time I get to tweet is like if you tweet me, it comes to my phone. But I'm starting mine back up Monday.
You're starting what?
I'm starting my show back up Monday.
You have a show?
You hear
on
me?
Kind
uh-huh.
of. You said you have a show on Monday?
Yes.
Oh. What's your show about? Is it the old Rudy Sex Candy Hour, or what is it, or what's going on?
No, it's the candy shop. I mean, like
the candy
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, like normal. Yeah, I'm like normal.
Dude, you get nasty on that show.
Yeah, had to.
You get very nasty.
Vince, what's the number? What's your show number? I'm gonna call you like on a different number, so this phone won't go dead.
All right.
What's the number?
It's 347 826 7667. Yeah, call me back. Call back.
Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let me on.
All right.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
The ghost of ghosts. You got to love it. You got to love that, gentleman. All right. Well, Ruby Sexy Candy is going to be calling back in here in a second. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if this is her. Hey, Ruby, is that you? Caller, hello. Caller, hello? You're unmuted. 580 area code, you're unmuted. Jesus. I mean, ghost. That's ghost. All right, Hammurabi's code, you're back. We have, oh, Jihad's here. Jihad. What? You wanted to weigh in on something real quick? You want to talk about Weave?
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, just bring up Weave and see if everybody knew what was going on with him and see what everybody's thoughts were on him and, you know, AT&T and the FBI's case against him.
Oh, my God. I hate AT&T. They have the worst service ever.
Oh, yeah, and they're horrible to their workers, too. Not that that matters.
Weave's case is kind of high profile, and we've seen in these high profile cases that a lot of people are getting threatened with extreme. I mean, even if they're not going to end up facing or actually serving these extreme penalties, you see they're being threatened with extreme penalties, and it's kind of bullshit.
He was already found guilty the other day. They're just probably about 90 days until sentencing, and he can get upwards of 10 years. I believe it's 5 years per the charges that he got, 5 years per each, and he had two. Fraud was one of the counts, and the other was basically just like a hacking charge, accessing.
And what state is this taking place in?
New York.
New York, yeah.
Yeah, New York.
Well, I mean, you look at most of the high-profile hacktivist cases, hacking cases out there right now, and most of them are being the crimes, or for what the crime actually committed was, the penalties are kind of just way out there. You're like, whoa, you know?
Well, and I mean, it's also kind of reflective of how ignorant the juries and judges are that involved in the cases.
Yeah, they don't. Honestly, dude, when I was, you know, I'm a convicted cyber criminal, and I could speak to this. They gave me a chance to just sort of, you know, speak my mind to the judge before they sentenced me, and I talked about, sort of gave my end of my version of what I thought the story was before I pleaded guilty, and when I said the words FTP to the judge, his eyes fucking glazed over like a fucking deer in headlights.
Yeah, right, yeah.
He had no idea. I looked over across from me, the DA, or whatever the DA. I had a DA.
But the prosecutor?
Yeah, the prosecutor was just as kind of like, you know, if they ever wanted to, like, you know, if I ever wanted to want to sort of contest it, plead innocent, or not guilty, I'd have to go through a lot of fucking rigmarole. But they just seemed like they had no idea. They just had no idea. They just knew that there's this law that Weave brings up, and that I don't know if you've seen that interview that he did on HuffPost Live, but this law that they drew up in the 80s.
It's the Communications Fraud and Abuse Act. I've been thrown charges from that too. It's completely archaic.
Totally.
It's ridiculous, but that's just how most of our legal system is, though.
I was so tempted to fight it, and I, you know, balls to you.
Well, he's going to take it to higher courts, definitely. He's appealing 100%.
He's going to try to go to the Supreme Court, I bet.
That's what he wants, trust me. If I know that's what he wants, 100%.
He's a fame whore, fame fag, whatever. He don't care.
Oh yeah.
He's smart though, man. He's a smart guy, and I don't doubt in a couple of years that'll happen. But I want to bring up
if they're smart, it won't happen. If they're smart, they won't let him into a Supreme Court.
They probably won't. But whatever. It'll get enough attention to the point where he can be like a Mitnick or somebody who can get speaking fees and write books and do shit.
Mitnick doesn't like Weave very much.
Shit like that, you know?
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, how come you didn't plead no contest?
How come Weave didn't plead no contest?
I really like to bring on our legal correspondent, Ms. Becker. Ms. Becker, you're back. What do you think of the Weave?
How come you didn't plead no contest?
Oh.
That wasn't you.
I don't know. I just want to get the shit over with.
Yeah, dude. I mean, why draw it out? That shit can take forever.
Feds do not want you challenging their shit. That's what gets
you there in the first place, typically.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's better to just say, all right, peace out. In my case, it was Lottie. I had no priors. You know, I didn't cause any, hardly any monetary damage. I didn't permanently destroy anything. In fact, the prosecuting attorney, when I first talked to him, was like, I don't even know why we're doing this. This is a misdemeanor. I don't know. This is like a waste of my time.
Right.
And he's like, but somebody at the FBI wants this to happen, so we're doing
bureaucracy.
That. Yeah.
At its finest.
I talk to the feds. It's all because I opened my mouth to the FBI. If there's anything I could pass on to future potential cyber criminals is if the FBI shows up at your house and your attorney's not there, don't talk to them and don't let them in. I don't know if you saw that documentary on the hacktivists. There's one dude in that film, I forgot his name, but the way he describes his situation where he let the FBI know his house and he talked to him, and I totally identified with that guy. That was me. I was just a stupid guy that thought, I can talk to the FBI. I haven't done anything wrong. Well, you know.
yeah, exactly. No, go away. I'm going to go deban all my computers.
It's interesting. The fucking FBI, like, seriously, I was getting calls, you know, from my old number saying that the FBI was, you know, I talked to people like saying that the FBI was looking for me, and I thought they were joking. And until one day when they turned up at my house and, I sat down and had a conversation with me, and you know what sucks about the FBI is they're allowed to lie to you, but if you lie to them, it's another penalty. So I had to tell the truth, and they lied, and they fucking, you know, they're good. They're like the dude on the corner that has does the card trick, the three card tricks that are the cards that are folded. That's like the FBI, dude. They have just little tricks that if you weren't, you know, if you're you know, slow enough, you wouldn't pick up on it. And I don't know. my message is, if the FBI shows up at your door, do not talk to them.
Any law
your message is, seek help if the FBI comes after you.
Because it was
find someone larger.
If you can, try to record the conversation.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have something to fall back on.
Those are honestly, kind of a side note here, those are some of my favorite videos on the internet are of the people that have the FBI come to their house and they're like, oh, hold on a second, let me go get my camera. And they record it. And the agents are always like, and they just like ask basic questions and then leave.
That's because exactly.
They're not
going
to do any of the normal shit that they would do.
Yeah.
You don't tell them you're going to record it, you have it hidden. So
no,
just in case,
no,
you know, they say, you know, oh, well, this guy did this and he said this and that, and you didn't say that shit, say, oh, well, accidentally this came out with your lawyer, and then boom,
and
boom,
then,
boom.
And then accidentally you didn't realize that it was some kind of a federal offense to, you know, record them without their knowledge, and then you end up getting thrown in prison with no trial.
Yeah, and it's also
for the rest
a federal
of your life.
Offense to lying to say that you said something and you did it. So therefore,
well,
it's called
they're allowed
an
to lie.
Even kill.
They're allowed
trust
to lie.
Me.
I mean, just look
got
at
away with this shit.
Just look at Jeremy Hammond. I mean, I don't know. This
look,
is so many
I don't know
that the
any
FBI
of these people names that you're talking about because I'm not in the hacking game. I'm out in reality, you know, doing my own thing. But the thing is that those people, they're so smart to hack, but they don't think about the other part of getting caught.
They don't know.
You know,
I don't think that's
to
true.
Top of game,
I'd say most of the people
that
end up getting arrested for doing stupid hacking shit know that they're going to eventually get arrested for doing it. It's just something that they probably live with. Not that I would know or anything.
All right, folks. Not to be like a Debbie Downer, but we do have Ruby Sexy Candy back with us.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ruby Sexy Candy, how you doing?
What's your opinion on the important topic of flavored lube?
Flavored that lube? Is an important topic.
Yeah, flavored lube. Ruby Sexy Candy, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't use that.
What?
You don't need any of
it.
I mean, like always
I haven't used it either, but I have an opinion of it, and it's... sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, I've never, because I don't get penetrated, so I don't, you know, I've never just, and I'm always wet anyway, and the chick is always wet, so I mean, I don't, you know, I don't need no help in that kind of category.
All right, so we officially
attention.
Know this is a trend.
5 minutes
God.
Left in the mission. 5 minutes left in the mission.
Hey, Helen. Helen.
Hello.
Helen. That's Helen the computer, everybody. I'm going to go.
Wait.
I'm going to go have... Yeah, Helen, we're going to go in the green room and have cyber in a second. I just want to get these callers back on. Ruby Sexy Candy, there is a guy I want you to meet. His name's Tyrone. I think you and him would make a perfect match. So I'm going to bring him on the show now. If anybody, I'm telling you, if anybody can turn you straight, it's Tyrone. Tyrone, you're on the show with Ruby Sexy Candy. Tyrone, what the fuck is he doing? Did I mislabel somebody Tyrone on the switchboard? That's too bad. I was really hoping you would meet Tyrone. We do have a lively panel tonight. We also have Shmoop here with us. Shmoop.
Yo, we gonna put 13 dicks in your nose, nigga. We gonna put them in your mouth. We gonna put them in your ear, nigga. We gonna put them in your belly button. Yo, two fingers. We gonna put them in your two fingers, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Huh?
He's excited.
Nah, girl. What, yo, you girl, you'll get this. It's like I told Miss Becca last night. Yo, nigga, like, I'm gonna get you like 5 40 ounces. I'm gonna get you like 4 Subway sandwiches and shit. Yeah, and like, yo, I'm gonna put like 2 dicks in your nose, nigga. Yo, we gonna hook you up, nigga.
Two dicks in the nose.
Vince, you be having some Tourette's ass people on your show.
Nah, nigga, nah.
This is the one of the representatives of the Russell League. It's
Russell League.
Yeah, it's an elite internet cyber gang.
Nigga. Yeah, nigga. It's not
really? They're doing that now?
Oh, yeah, but we is. If, there's so many crews we, out there. Are you kidding me?
We actually gangsters on the internet, nigga.
Gangsters?
Like,
wow.
Really gangsters, for real. Like, you know.
No, not gay shit. That's another segment.
Nah, nigga.
We'll talk about the other show.
Nah, nigga, when we talk about it, we gangsters, nigga. Like, we ain't it. Like, we go to the club, and we tell them we fucked up, let us in the club. You know, they let us in the club, nigga. Yo, girl, I don't know why you're laughing, because
Because you're fucking funny. That's why I'm laughing.
I ain't then. I like that. She cute. I like that.
Oh, dude, Ruby's Sexy Candy is the fucking bomb.
Boy, she's out.
Her and I...
I'm like fried chicken, okay.
Retarded Chris, you're back. You're on with Ruby Sexy Candy.
Oh, shit, nigga. I wanted to say hi. What's going on, Ruby?
I feel like I should give him a donation.
Some cocaine, some Adderall, like when the kids,
the people that be on the jars and shit.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm talking about you, too.
I have a question for Ruby real quick.
Go ahead, Chris. Yeah, retarded Chris has... I'm sorry, developmentally disabled Chris has a question for you.
You can call me Special Chris. Real quick, Ruby...
Special Chris.
Special Ed.
Great hip-hop artist.
About the size of the penis when you...
That said lover.
When you are with the guy... Because my uncle... he says that no girl will want to be with me because my penis is too small.
Ocean motion.
So, size matters.
I mean, like, I don't think I can say go out and buy one of them little pussy pockets.
Yeah, that's what Tyrone was suggesting earlier.
Yeah, go buy a pussy pocket. They look like pussy. You know, they look like the real thing. Yeah.
Nah, girl, not even. Well, you gotta get that nigga some extends, nigga. That's what you gotta hook that nigga up. You gotta get some of that shit.
Unmuted.
Ruby. Maybe I can get your number.
No, hell no.
Damn, girl, that's ignorant. That's ignorant right there, bro. That's straight
ignorant. I love chocolate.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Later, Goofy Bone.
Oh, my God.
Goofy Bone.
Oh,
just
my God, nigga.
That all that just
well,
got recorded on Goofy
Bone's
show.
Well, you're a
Clint
fan, nigga, because you sound like one right about now.
Nigga.
Nah, bitch, that's mine.
Nah, give me
hell yeah.
No,
I like Goofy Bone.
Yeah, this is controlled chaos. I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to once again institute martial law chat room and audio, except for Ruby, of course. We're gonna go into overtime and have some fun. Thank you for listening, live listeners. Check out the rest of the archives, bitches. So Ruby, thank you for being such a sport. This isn't the first time we've had a barrage of callers that we've fielded together.
Oh my God, especially the day that we took over your show. My show took over yours. Oh my God.
Dude, Ruby, Sexy Candy, and I did a show, one of my shows in the archives. It's got her name on it. It was like last year.
It's on podcast.
And we got rated by B. And she was like my co-host for the whole time. We got rated by B. And we fielded all the calls and... Yeah, and that's when I had Carl. Remember Carl?
Mm-hmm.
my cabana boy.
What happened to him?
Well, he...
What'd you do to him?
He is just a little bitch. He ran away.
I knew that.
Yeah, he ran away. And so I was a cabana boy list for a long time, and now I got this new guy, Diego, and he's looking like he might be my cabana boy. I don't know, though. He's kind of aggressive.
Damn.
But
he needs a spanking?
Yeah, I think he's into everything and anything. Except for living in the North Bay. He hates living in the North Bay. That's all he complains about. I don't know if I could stand that from Cabana Boy.
Damn.
All right, let's take this caller here. This is a new caller. Go ahead, caller. You're unmuted. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, how's it going? I just called in. I heard you talking about some story about Weave or something. I had no idea. I wanted a link to the article or what that was about. I heard AT&T kind of got me curious to read about that.
Okay. Jihad, did you want to fill him in on that?
Actually, let me see if I can find some keywords to put in a Google here, because I'm not in the chat room. I can't, like, link you to it or anything like that. But, yeah, basically what happened was a friend of ours came to Weave with a little hack after the iPods came out that allowed them to obtain all of the email addresses of everybody that owned an iPad through AT&T's database. And AT&T didn't like that. You know, they went public with it, and they went to Gawker and showed them all the emails and all that. And basically, he's going to go to prison now. We don't know for how long, but upwards of 10 years.
Damn,
I would say if you just go to Google and type in Weave, that's probably all you need to do.
I actually have heard of that article. I wasn't too sure what exactly you were talking about. I'll definitely do that. I think I read that on, like, Register a while back.
Yeah, well, there's been a couple pretty decent articles that just came out within the last couple of days, because he just finally got the charges. He was found guilty a few days ago on the 20th, I believe. A few days ago, more like 9 days ago. Jeez.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll check it out. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks again to Anon Sicko, Schmoop, and Ms. Becker for calling in. They all dropped off once we went off the air. But we still have Hammurabi's Code, Special Chris, Jihad, Ruby Sexy Candy, and caller who just called in. What's your name again? Your handle?
Oh, me?
Yeah, your handle, if you were.
I don't know.
As it
were. I don't really have a handle.
Nice. I like that.
Okay.
I like that about him.
I'm going to name your handle's going to be Handle, then.
Oh, wow. All right.
That was good.
All right. Thanks. Well, Handle, do you want to stay on the... We're going to just kind of chit-chat here.
Yeah, I'll just mute up.
I want some chocolate.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to make a comment about Diego. That boy is cute as fuck.
You've seen him?
Oh!
I was tiny chatting with him earlier, and one of the Russell League people pretended to be his boyfriend and act like they were pissed at him, and he freaked out. It was pretty funny.
Dude.
Damn, he got his high-pitched voice on when he said that. That boy is cute as fuck.
He is cute as fuck.
I want to see how he looks.
Somebody get a picture for this girl.
Can I send you pictures, Ruby?
No, you can't.
I want to see pictures of him. Send them to me. Send them to attorney@lulz.net, please.
I love chocolate.
He sound like that thing off of the Muppets.
You know, this show started off as a... as a birthday tribute show to Forsaken. and now we're here. This is amazing. You know, I really don't appreciate the Russell League. Hammurabi, are you in the IRC?
D- Do you have an IRC, Vince?
No. I'm asking Hammurabi if he's in the Wrestle League IRC.
Well, I'm in there.
Oh, okay. You know, you know what? Why don't you tell them, why don't you go through the Twitter bot? Do you have the rights to that?
I mean, I don't have access to it, but I could tell them something if you'd like me to.
Because they all dropped off the call, and I don't think any of them are listening right now. Yeah. Just tell Danny Dandelion that I don't really appreciate him photoshopping up some gay shit about me and Diego, okay?
Well, of course they're going to do that. I mean, what can you do? You know, you just ignore it. That's the only way to handle that kind of shit.
No, I'm not ignoring it. I'm just saying, you know what? I don't appreciate that.
I'll let him know
Vince,
you don't appreciate
it. I'm the only
it.
One that can be gay in this relationship.
I know. I'm supposed to be the straight one in this,
yes.
in this thing.
I don't know, Vince. I mean, you might be a better bottom if you, you know.
Wow.
Try
wow. it. Wow. Why can he be a top? And he's a manly man. Why can he be a top?
I actually like
I didn't
it.
Say he can't be a top. I'm just saying, you know.
He'll look
I mean,
better
how
as
can
a
you
bottom.
Know
I think
try?
So, too. He would look better as a bottom.
Thank you.
I actually like it when the female's on top. That,
yeah, so you're bottom.
Is that what you're talking about?
I've had thought that in there for a minute.
Rosie did say that, you know, she liked to play with her toys, so, you know.
Vince, do you play with the toys?
You know what? I am willing to go the extra mile for any female if you know.
If it makes them happy?
If it makes them happy, exactly.
And you sore the next morning?
You know what? I'll take one for the team. You know, at least once. At least once, just to see, you know, because you know you want to please your woman, your partner, and you know, I've luckily met some pretty kinky, hooked up with some pretty kinky chicks, but nothing like no weird fetishy stuff, thankfully.
Shit, you're in the Bay? Go on Fet Life, you'll probably find 100,000 of them.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to avoid that.
I know, I need to come
oh,
out there.
Oh, you don't want to find the kinky chicks.
I do.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I want to find, I don't want to have to pay for it, though.
Oh, well, sure.
Oh, fuck
that. I mean, FetLife is just kind of like a social network for,
I don't even know
for
what you're
people
talking
with
about.
Weird
what
fetishes.
What is it?
FetLife, FetLife.com.
The FetLife. I'll have to check it out. Because I have kind of a, I kind of have a hand fetish.
A hand fetish?
Yeah.
I mean, is it deeper than that, or is it just you like to look at hands? I mean, what are we going with?
No. I think what I'm trying to say is I like women with a certain type of hand.
Like sure. What?
Like the hands, like I can tell from looking at a woman's hands whether or not I could, like,
banger.
Yeah. No. Well. No. I've banged chicks that have butt ugly hands. No. I think long term relationship. I need nice hands. And I have certain standards for that. And
yeah. What are the qualities of a nice hand? I mean.
I don't know. I can't explain it.
All right. We won't make you put it into words.
Wow. That's
okay.
Kind of because I mean, like me personally, like their face. A woman's face has to be pretty, and her pussy has to be pretty. It can't be one or the other. I can't do it.
Oh, no. I need that, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it can't be. Like, you can't have an ugly face and a pretty pussy, and you can't have a pretty ugly pussy and have a pretty face. That's just not right.
Well, like, if I see a chick from across the room, I'll check her, like, oh, cute face, nice little booty, ooh, some boobies.
I ask her. I say, okay, you got a pretty face. What's your pussy look like?
And then it's... I look at the hand, obviously, to see if there's a ring on it, and also on top of that.
I don't care about that.
On top of that, yeah, exactly. I just kind of look at them, and if they're just the right ones, like if people tweet me the pictures of their hands, I'll tell them whether I'm compatible with them or not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm on that. I got to create a sock puppet account now to send you a tweet.
Well, have you seen my new Twitter picture?
No, what's your new... Oh, my God. Yes, I'm looking at
I actually have my hair down.
That's so fucking hot. Your Twitter pictures are always so fucking nasty. I mean that.
Does it have something to do with like nurturing, like the hand? It's kind of have that nurturing attribute. You know, you need it to be something that can, you know, be there for a while, feel good, whether it's a massage or, you know, hand job, whatever the fuck it is.
I think people suck on toes, have fetishes about toes, like they want to suck on toes. I think he sucks on fingers.
I mean, but I'll suck on toes and fingers. I'm not particularly obsessed with either.
Oh, my God. See, I can't even stand somebody putting their feet on me. I could be dead asleep, and somebody put their feet on me, I'll wake up and kick their asses out.
I mean, there's a limit. You know, I'm not going to let some chick, like, walk around all day without socks on and then shove her foot in my mouth or something like that. That's gross. Vince is into fisting, but it's just when a girl shoves her fist into his mouth. That's what he's into.
Oh. So you like it rough.
Okay.
Vince, are you back now?
I'm sorry, I was fapping.
You know, that was my next guess. Hey, how do you mute on this? Is it star 6?
Are you calling in from your phone? You don't have a self-mute?
Yeah,
I can mute you if you want me to.
Oh, no, I was going to just take a piss. I'll just be right back. Whatever.
There you go.
Vince, you're going to have to show me how, I mean, like, I'm going to have to learn the switchboard all over again because I'm doing my own switchboard this time.
Oh, my God, it's such a nightmare.
It is?
Well, no, the switchboard's not that hard to talk about it. Actually,
see, I can do it from my phone, too.
Ruby Sexy Candy, I think you have nice hands, although what's up? You know what? What's up with the French manicure or whatever, but with the black instead of white extension?
No, because it was something, because I was bored.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was bored, and I wanted to try something different. And then you see, I said, oh, and then I had it posted up, like I took two of them off, and I was in a tub taking the rest of them off because I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your Twitter handle?
Ruby.
Oh, Candy Shop Radio.
That's with a K.
K-I, yeah.
So who else is still on here?
Well, we have with us Hammurabi's Code, Jihad, Ruby Sexy Candy, and Handel.
What's Hammurabi doing? Where's he at? Is he Hammurabi, just laying low?
I think he's fapping.
Yeah, anyway, that would make sense.
I'm going to tweet out Ruby Sexy Candy's Twitter. You should follow her. She's awesome. Her show is out of control.
Where is what's that guy name that always came on the show? That white guy,
Oh, we all just white guys to you.
And he is an old white guy.
One angry Jew?
No, the one that used to always come like to different shows like my show, and he got banned from what's her name? From Milwaukee, what's her name?
Oh, Miss PG?
Yeah, he got banned from her show. Old Reuter.
Old Reuter, yeah. Old Reuter's still around. Oh, hell
he
yeah.
Is so fucking funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He said he's only gay on Wednesdays. When his wife is watching CSI.
Yeah, that's the perfect time.
He's
And they have to have a Tina Turner wig. They have to look like I love Old Reuter.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I love it when he gets drunk. Well, he's always drunk when he calls in.
Yeah.
But plays his guitar and sings.
Yeah, starts singing. Yeah, I like that. And then everybody that was on my show was talking about they was going to get off because he was talking about, like, gay stuff. But all of them still stayed on.
Yeah.
Of course, because they all love it secretly.
Yeah. They don't have to be secret of me. I mean, shit, I don't care. Just be proud of your sexuality. Vince, if you're bi, it's okay.
Oh, I know it's
everybody's
okay.
Everybody's a little bi.
I know it's okay. I'm not bi, though, but I know it's okay.
I still love you just the way you are.
I'd be cool if you were bi.
Oh, my God, I wouldn't even know what to do. I haven't had penis in 15 years.
Oh, my God. I'd show you.
I'd probably end up in ER afterwards.
I would.
Yeah,
I'd
I was going to say, you said you don't do any penetration, so.
No, I don't. I only get head, that's it.
You don't even, like, put
you
your
get
own
face.
No, I don't put my finger, like, I have a bullet.
So you just strictly clit.
Yeah,
it.
It's just strictly head. Now, with another female, like, if I'm doing a female, oh, I go all in. But if she doing me, oh, no.
Well, you're telling me you're doing strictly clit stimulation on yourself and you don't have, like, a Hitachi wand or something like that?
No, I just use my bullet because I put it right there on my pearl tongue. And, hey, give me, like, less than 3 minutes, I'm out of there.
All right. You know what? If it works for you, that's what matters.
I get straight to the point.
There'd be a lot more jokes to go off of right there if you were straight. Man, we.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
I'm just tweeting right now. Talking clitoral stimulation in overtime with Candy Shop, Radio, and Jihad.
Yeah, they'll believe that. You're talking to me about it. They'll believe that.
Yeah. Hopefully you get some more listeners. There's been, like, a lot of people coming into my show lately.
I got on that one guy show you told me. Did you tweet it? Something smoker.
Oh, marijuana happy hour?
Yeah.
I heard you on there. I listened to one of those shows. I caught you on there. You were like on there for a minute, but yeah, I heard you on
you
there.
You wasn't on there, Vince.
Huh?
You wasn't on there.
I wasn't on there. You called in there thinking I was going to be on there?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I never call into Johnny Cush's show. I called him maybe once.
And I told him too, because I got out. I said, "Oh, y'all are so funny. You remind me of Vince."
Yeah, he probably loved that.
Yeah, he got a hush mouth.
Yeah, he doesn't like me.
Oh, he'll get over it.
No. I think you're confusing his show with the other marijuana show. There used to be a show called 420 Grindhouse.
No, you tweeted me. You said you should check out their show because, you know, I got it right here. Let me see. What's the name?
I think you should hook up with Nikki Smokes a lot is what I think.
That's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, you and her should.
Yeah, she was on. She was on there too, but it was a guy on there too. He was having
things. Yeah, I know. You and her could do a sex show, and it would be orgasmic for everybody. I guarantee it.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I think she was getting kind of hot and bothered.
Oh, dude, she is ready, and you are like, always ready. And she, I think she goes always. So, I think you guys could have a lot of fun. I mean, I remember back in the day when Mrs. PG and them did Bobblehead Productions.
Yes.
Late at night, where it was just straight up phone sex late night on BTR every night. Like, there'd be like, you know, three or four chicks getting off moaning at the same time. There was what's her name? Thick Fangs, Mrs. PG. Okay, Mrs. PG and Petey Green would be doing it, and Mrs. PG would just be, you know, screaming because she's getting fucked by Petey Green. Then you got Thick Fangs is getting herself off. Then you got, what's her name? The chick from Australia. Oh, shit. Why can't I think of her name? Tasha. Miss Tasha is calling in from Australia. She's moaning and groaning. There's just like, it's, you know, and then just random people will call in some days. And like, there used to be this one chick that had some sensual talk show, and she would call in and get all fucking crazy. Oh, man. I have one of those, thankfully, because they got banned off of BTR for that eventually. But I have some of those episodes downloaded, and oh my God, it's grade A fapping material. I admit to fapping to old episodes of that show.
Yeah, I have the episode when I was on your show. I think it was like the first time I was on there. Talking about masturbation and all that.
Yeah.
We're always talking about you masturbating, don't we?
I love it when you tweet about masturbating. It gets me so fucking hard.
Yeah. I'm like, attention, everybody. You know what time it is? It's masturbation time.
Yeah. Oh, it's so hot when you tweet it, though. It's just like, oh. I love your tweets. Like, seriously, people who are listening to this in the archive or whatever, you should definitely follow her on Twitter. Her tweets are great. Candy Shop Radio. It's KANDISHOP Radio. Yeah.
I'm so glad I got a smart husband who knows how to speak.
Oh man, and you have a fantastic picture, Twitter picture. Oh my god.
You like it?
Yeah. You never disappoint, that's for sure.
Where is everybody? Where'd they go?
I think
paying attention to internets at the moment.
Yeah, I'm reading that article that you told me about in the Huffington Post. This bitch has got some balls. In the first comment, she can be completely doxxed. I mean, BlueLily216 is the Twitter handle. She posts, "So I'm a badass hacker and I choose the name Weave. What? Why not shit McHacker or something? I'm really bad with nicknames." I mean, that's some pretty fucking ballsy shit to do. Like, I don't know, posting on an article with your full information like that. Crazy.
Stupid shit.
Huh. Can you tweet that to me somehow? Or or link me to that?
It's, if you search Weave, it's on the Huffington Post. It's real new. I think it was released yesterday.
I saw the interview. It was him and a dude, though. It wasn't a chick. You're talking about somebody in the comments section?
That was a different one.
Oh.
No, the interview is on this article. That is here. But if you go down to the comment section, it looks like it was posted at 1:35. It was recent, so. It's just crazy. I mean, what a crazy bitch. The comment section, I mean, these people have such balls. They don't know what they're getting into. All it takes is somebody that, you know, has a just butt hurt, you know, that gets mad at people. Like, I'm surprised, you know, people that get in trouble for, like, local petty type stuff don't get more upset at these, like, Facebook commenters and shit with their full information. I mean, if I ever got busted and I saw people posting shit about me, I don't know what I would do. I might, like, give them a call and be like, you know what, I'm not appreciative of your fucking stupid comment on the internet.
All right, what's the name of the person that made the comment? I'm on the page right now.
BlueLily216, HuffPost super user.
216, that's a Cleveland area code.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's just not somebody trolling that person?
No, it's not, because you can go and look at the Twitter handle and it looks legit. She's got, like, pictures of herself.
People are so stupid.
Where is it? I'm scrolling through it. Where is it exactly?
I see the
control.
Oh, I see a fucking brony.
You're on a
here.
Mac, aren't you,
I see
Vince?
A goddamn brony in here. Pony fan 2996.
Let me make
and
a Twitter handle.
And of course, there's
handle.
A Gary Niger. Of course, Gary Niger. Sorry.
Gary Niger. Yeah.
God, these people. They just use the same memes over and over and over and over and over.
It's
are you
know,
reading the article
on
the 28th?
No, I'm on the HuffPost live site where there's the video interview with him, and there's a comment section to the right of it.
I think he's talking has the link to the video in it, but it isn't actually the video.
Oh.
That's exactly what it is, yep.
Let me see. What's the article titled?
Andrew Armenheimer hacker conviction, Huffington Post live. So it doesn't.
Yeah, just do Weave Huffington Post conviction. That'll probably bring it up.
Okay, so I see one. Let me see this.
I'll make a tweet.
I think I might have it. Hang on. iPad. It's got a picture of an iPad.
no, it just has the video of him.
Man, this is the world before the internet, guys.
I'll make a Twitter. I'll tweet it too.
Yeah, I'm just.
I miss Weave. The last time I hung out with him was I want to say April in San Francisco. He's a pretty fun guy.
Dude, I almost had him when he was in San Francisco. I almost had him on my show. Like we were lining it up.
You should have. He was basically just like living on the streets for months.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I totally dropped the ball on that because we were communicating while he was here because he was talking about going to these conventions and stuff, and I was like, dude, you should come on my show and talk about that convention. He's like, oh, yeah, totally. And it just didn't work out, and I don't know, I never followed up with it. And now he's like, he's on Huffington Post Live. He doesn't want to come to Vince of the Bay anymore. Although,
sure, dude.
Although I have to sort of toot my own horn a little bit. This week, I scooped the BBC this week. The BBC openly admitted, said on their show, on their broadcast, they had this broadcast on hackers, and the guy who was the sort of the whatever, the reporter, talked about trying to get a hold of Commander X for his interview, and he couldn't get a hold of him. And I was like, dude, he was on my show 2 weeks ago, bro. You mad? I didn't say that, but I tweeted him, and I was like, and I tweeted him. I did a tweet where I said, "Yeah, I scooped this dude at the BBC. I got Commander X, and he didn't."
I just tweeted the article too. You'll see it.
You'll never get on the BBC now, Vince.
Dude, I've eclipsed the BBC, dude. Fucking, at least on the internet.
How long have you been doing this blog talk? And honestly, yours is the first show on this that I've ever listened to. The Russell League, they made their chat room on my IRC network, so I kind of found out about you through them.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this show off and on for about 3 or 4 years.
Word.
Ruby's been around for a long time, too.
Rolling deep.
Yeah. I go with that.
Yeah, but have you ventured into the other show titles and what the topics are? Because it is beyond ridiculous. I mean, it is crazy. If you see some of the topics of these fucking shows, I can't get over that. Like, the hodgepodge of just, like, religion, spirituality, technology, and paranormal. Like, you get the conspiracy nuts and just all walks of life on this website. But I check that tweet out. I just sent it to you. I got my handle hands.
Okay, I have it. Handle hands. I'm obsessed about hands, dude. I will know when I meet a chick whether we're compatible or not. The minute I see her hands. Okay, so there's somebody at the comments at the bottom of this thing. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, so it's recency.
Blue Lily? Is that it?
Yeah.
Her first tweet. So I'm a badass hacker and I chose the name Weave. What? Why not? Okay, she's saying, what? Why not the shit McHacker or something? Ugh. I'm really bad with nicknames.
Yeah, really bad at posting on the internet, clearly.
Yeah. She's a super user, though. She has, like, thousands of posts on here. If you click on her little
So she's just all over. Oh, she's a HuffPost super user.
Yeah,
it's probably one of those government shell accounts.
There's a little bit of what do you call that? Classism? What is that? Like serfdom? Like, oh, you're not a HuffPost super user? You are. Your posts aren't purple? I get what they're
saying. Yeah. get on my level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue Lily 40. I'm going to follow her on Twitter. What the fuck?
I just looked at her comments on the winning Powerball numbers. I always check lottery tickets laying on the ground. Hey, you never know. But I'm pretty sure I'll get some communicable disease from picking up said ticket before I'm
there's
a winning.
There's no way that's a real person. I'm calling it right now.
It is. Just go and read all that. They look legit.
Oh, the things that I've thought were legit in the past.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
Destiny Cruz.
As soon as the Department of Defense announced persona management software, I was just that was the time when I just started looking at everything on the internet. Like, that's not a real person.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. That's what Barrett Brown's Project PM was like initially all about, right? It was about exposing that stuff.
Echelon,
etc. Yeah, Project Echelon.
You know what? Barrett Brown is not a man to be trusted. I will tell you that right now. And everybody else that ever listens to this, please don't ever trust Barrett Brown.
What the hell is that?
Dude, that asshole.
Some faggot.
That asshole.
Not, and not in a gay way.
Yeah, that asshole stood me up for my show.
He's probably too busy shooting up heroin and getting money from the feds.
Dude, I totally fucking, whatever, fucking Skyped with him and exchanged emails and everything. And it was like, it was a done deal. He's like, yeah, I'll call into your show, totally. So I set up the page with, Barrett Brown, whatever, former spokesperson, whatever, blah, blah, for Anonymous, blah, 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 set up the page, sort of hyped it up on Twitter, and last minute, he sends me an email, says, oh, I can't do it, sorry. Just like a one-liner email that says, oh, dude, I can't make it.
At least you got a one-liner email.
And so then I was just like, oh, fuck this guy, dude. So
he was
totally
probably thinking,
raised,
why don't you just come on my tiny check? Because I'm in there all the time anyway.
Yeah, dude, fuck that. So from then on, I was just like, whatever, dude, Barrett Brown, whatever. I didn't really pay attention.
If you ever want to get back at him, you should have one of the people that works on Project PM come on your show, because I found that 90% of the time, those guys just talk shit about Barrett Brown anyway.
He became a caricature of himself. Good for him, though.
He's kind of always been a caricature, as long as I've known him, at least.
As he was going out the door there towards the end, when he was just totally going off the deep end there, that last month there, during that time when he was like just raging at anybody and everybody on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
I got caught in that. I think I just made him like an aside type thing, and he saw it and he just fucking went ballistic on me. He's just like, you have 20 minutes to call me or else I'm gonna. Your repeated attacks are going to be reported for libel or all this shit. And
he's
got
such
10 minutes.
God.
Like 3 minutes later, he's like, you piece of shit, you got 10 minutes. And he just kept like saying like he was going to, like, I've repeatedly attacked him and stuff. And, he's a punchline like a lot of people on the internet. And I admit that I, borrowed him as a punchline a couple of times. But I don't think I did anything malicious. The guy's been trolled to hell and back. You'd think he'd have a tough enough skin by now. But no, he just lost it. He's just like just lashing out at anybody and everybody. And he thought he was like, oh, you're all, you're butthurt because I wouldn't go on your stupid show. And I'm like, dude, I'm over that.
Yeah, right. I do not care.
You're fucking going off the deep end right now. Thank God I didn't get mixed up with you. It's bad enough that
I was going to say, let me run something past you that I don't really see people talking about ever. Barrett Brown isn't really big news anymore, but it's kind of food for thought. So do you recall kind of around the time where people really actually started talking about him, when like the op cartel stuff started going on? Where he was saying that cartels in Mexico kidnapped Anons and took them to Mexico. Do you recall that?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was pretty much entirely created by Barrett Brown. It was, you know,
and
like his little baby.
And totally endorsed by Sabu.
Yeah. Just think about that for a second. Okay. Now you realize that Barrett Brown created this situation, and, you know, there's still at this point has been no evidence whatsoever that there was ever anybody in the first place that was kidnapped. And if that's true, then that means that Barrett Brown incited violence in Mexico and got people murdered. Like, the Zetas literally, you know, went after Mexican bloggers that were supporting Anonymous and murdered them, you know. And, you know, like, if you think about that, that means that Barrett Brown got those people killed, you know, just trying to get e-fame. And I bet that he has that, like, on his mind every day. Like, there's no way that he can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I knew that was bad news from the first time I saw that. A tweet about Op Cartel. I was like, this is taking it over the top, Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that spiraled into him going on the run, and, you know, dipped right into his further involvement in Anonymous, and then, you know, getting raided later on. Which I'm sure, honestly, in my opinion, that itself was a ruse. Like, he was probably already working for the FBI,
yeah,
and them raiding him live
on
Tiny Chat was just, you know, like a clown show. Basically.
I think he was working for the FBI as long, if not longer, than Sabu. That's my conspiracy theory. I think he's been a Fed the whole time. Oh, come on. Somebody who's openly the Anonymous spokesperson. I mean,
exactly. Well,
that's,
you know, even longer than that. I've known him for probably close
anybody
to a decade.
High profile, yeah, anybody who's high profile, who has connections to like, the people that are doing have the potential to do nefarious activities, you know, they know what they're doing.
Right, that openly, yeah, you know that there's something going on.
Yeah,
there.
When you know
it's like
on Twitter,
when Sabu
it's like
started,
when,
you know, openly
dude, yeah.
saying his name, you knew, like.
Dude, when Lulzsec popped up, I was like, "There's no way this is real. There's no, there's no fucking way that hackers are on Twitter." Broadcasting their hacks. This is
it still does blow my mind
this,
that
this
that
is
happens.
Not real. I was like, this is not real. This is like, come on. And obviously now in retrospect, it wasn't. It was totally enabled by the FBI. It was totally.
Well, I mean, Lulzsec for the most part was genuine. It was
but it got hijacked.
It was
the FBI
completely,
got in there.
Yeah,
the FBI got in there and rooted it out.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, COINTELPRO, man. That's what they're going to do to everything. Anything that threatens the status quo is going to meet the same standards as any other radical movement in the past, basically. Infiltration and, you know, annihilation eventually.
I really, more than anything, I feel kind of bad for Barrett and Hector. I think
I feel bad for him, sure.
I think I've had interactions with both of them, and I can tell they're ultimately good people that have, you know, are idealistic and truly idealistic, you know, and do have a heart and do have, you know, good intentions. But God damn, those guys went nuts. Both of them went nuts.
They were. I think a lot of their problem was, you know, they wanted to do good things, but their egos definitely got in the way, like every step of the way.
Yeah, their
and
egos.
And that kind of led to their downfalls.
Yeah, their egos got them in trouble. Now they basically are at the mercy of the feds right now.
Right. Yeah, Sabu is still on the internet. Under a different alias.
Yeah, he's still out there, still working for him. And what else are they going to do with him? Put him on witness protection, which he probably is already.
Yeah, right.
Or I don't know. I don't
when
know
they're,
what they're
done with him.
Yeah, see, that's, oh, man, so creepy. And
Van.
Oh, yeah.
Take your Twitter. I tweeted you.
Oh, shit. What did you, is it naked pictures? From a straight, but oh wow, nice.
Is that some hands?
Nice hand action there. Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah, she's got nice hands. Yeah, dude. All right. Can I retweet that?
What? Go ahead.
Well, people can see it. Anyways. I already tweeted your... I already tweeted your Twitter
handle. Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Already started following you that are following me, so they're going to see it anyway.
Oh, that's all right, because it's covered.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I don't.
It ain't no
that.
Better than what the fuck pictures I'll be posting up on Twitter anyway for my profile.
Yeah. Haven't you been kicked off of Facebook like 20 times or something?
Huh?
Haven't you been kicked off of Facebook a bunch of times?
Yeah, because, no, I don't post them up on Facebook because, like, people were, like, in the groups and stuff like that I be in.
Yeah.
And, like, if they send me, like, I don't post up nothing of me. But if they post up something and they want me to send it, yeah. But, I mean, it's just be haters.
Haters
kicking
gonna
me
hate.
Off. Like, I got kicked off and then just had other people make me another page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck Facebook. I regret ever signing up for that shit. Like, my shit's there forever. Like, all I can do is see.
I've had a
shit,
fake name on Facebook since I created
happened,
it.
I'm friends with the Vince in the Bay, and I thought it was you.
You know what? There is. I created a Vince in the Bay fan page, sort of, or it was. I created a Vince in the Bay account, and it was like Vince. You know, the first name Vince, last name in the Bay.
Yeah.
In the Bay, all one word. Yeah, I created that, but I don't use it. I just use Twitter. I just might as well fucking deactivate that too because I'm not on Facebook, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, okay.
I'm too addicted to Twitter. I don't have enough time for Facebook.
Twitter is so boring to me.
Really?
Yeah, same. I mean, like, I have fun, you know, messing with people. It's very easy on Twitter, but it's pretty pedantic, like, in general.
Yeah, it's just not for everybody. There's just, like, I think there's just people that it just strikes a nerve with or whatever.
I use it for lots of different stuff, you know what I mean? It's very good for communication and getting shit done and just getting the word out, that's for sure.
It's good for promotion. It's good for, it's a good at networking.
It's totally good for that.
To me, it's low like...
Yeah, it is. Like, Facebook, it's good for networking because that's all I use it for. I don't give a fuck. I don't need no new friends. That's what I be telling them. I don't need no new friends. I didn't ask y'all to follow me. I didn't ask y'all to add me.
but like
it's just like, it's so boring because, like, I don't care what the hell you're eating for lunch. I don't care what you're doing at the moment.
Oh, I unfollow those people. I just don't
it's
follow
It's just
them.
Like, who gives a fuck?
Why? That's why I'm not on Facebook because that's all my fucking people that I'm friends with on there do. Tweet pictures of their kids and shit. Like I don't want to see that. I'm not interested.
Oh yeah,
like,
I have two different Facebook pages.
I like a steady flow of information. I look at Twitter more than anything as a news source. It's my own personal news feed.
Yeah,
I like how I can make lists and stuff. And like the Wrestle League. Like, how can you keep up with the fucking Wrestle League? You create a fucking Wrestle League list, and you just check in on that list from time to time and see what the fuck those assholes are up to. Because if you had them, if you followed all of them, they'd fucking pollute your Twitter feed. You know, there's ways of doing it like that. Or I'm
right.
I follow all those guys, but like, you know, I follow Pornhub feed. It's the Pornhub like every time, you know, a new scene is put up with a certain actress. You know, I know of it. Like, I know there's a scene from Step One, Step Horse 7, featuring Sarah J. That's called that has keywords big dick, black, interracial, BBC. You know,
I was gonna say Sarah J. sounds like a tranny name.
I have that information available to me on at my fingertips. I'm following Twisties. I'm following Braziers. I'm fucking following XXXBunker.com. I'm following.
He's got all the important things covered. Basically, is what he's saying.
So I keep up with latest porn. I keep up with news. I follow all the fucking news outlets. You know. Like anyone I can, I love, I'm a news junkie, kind of in the closet news junkie, but,
oh, same.
Yeah. I love, it's just simple, easy. It's a flowing, just to me, it's like an exquisite corpse, your own personal exquisite corpse, that, you know, you can like, but it's just a stream of consciousness sort of thing with people you don't even fucking know.
Yeah, the things I love about Twitter the most is the fact it's so easy to sign up. And the fact that I made this Twitter handle and just tweeted at you so easily, that's one of the draws to it. You can go and follow different people. I follow a lot of sports. I like to watch ESPN and all that shit and follow my team. So that's huge for me to follow, you know, the big sports guys that release, you know, current information. But for all the reasons you guys stated, that's why I like it and dislike it. You know, it's distracting. You know, if you don't
right.
have, you kind of have to devote time to it because you can kind of get in the same, just like little world, you know, where you're kind of zoned in on just clicking links and it's
right.
like an ever flowing thing.
Eventually, you get so much stuff on there that there's never going to be like a stopping point where it's like, okay,
yep.
there hasn't been somebody that's like posted in like 3 minutes. I'm going to go take a break for a while. It's like, oh, okay, here's another thing.
Who gives a fuck?
Here's another thing. Right, exactly. That's what we're saying.
There's just so much. There's just so many interesting feeds to follow that it is like that. That there always is an instant. It dies down though. It, you know, middle of the night. And if you want to accomplish something, and you kind of have the night schedule, that's your best fucking, you know, place to do it. During the daytime,
around the nighttime.
Yeah, when all the ghetto-fied tweets like Ghost always said.
Yes.
Oh, you're the okay. I forgot your name. Handle. You're one of the. You used to listen to Ghost.
I did. I called in about the freaking whatchamacallit show. The War on Bronies. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I remember. What handle? Wait, you went by a different handle that time though. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, it was B-Town. I kind of killed it though. I don't really use that too much. Just
yeah,
I don't like that whole the community's. I don't really like that whole community. I mean, it's all right, but there's just a lot of dumb bronies and stupid drama that I don't want to have to deal with. I'd rather, you know, talk to you chill peeps and listen, you know.
Wait, you were in a brony community?
No, not at all. No, I was far from it.
I mean,
I was
against you if you were.
No, was not, man. I tried everything in my power to fucking eradicate those dudes. But no, I listened to a show on BTR, and the guy had a following of freaking bronies that would call in, and he had a bunch of different social media platforms that would go and listen to him off the air, and just kind of the dudes in there, we all kind of got to know each other and started, you know, following people on Twitter and whatnot.
Right.
But the bronies would obviously follow in there too, and it was, yeah. Man,
they make everything worse. I know how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just kind of I've had enough of it, you know. And I close my Twitter up. I close pretty much all communication with those peeps. So.
Yeah, the TCR crew.
Yeah.
The
True Capitalist. You have a lot of listeners of them.
The True Capitalist Army was.
Yeah.
Sad. It was sad. He always. I remember when his show. He came back he switched between True Conservative to True Capitalist, and I remember he was all fired up. He's like, I'm going to have a capitalist army, goddammit. And he had capitalistarmy.com, and he was just gung-ho. And he had, like, you know, like kind of like my chat room, you know, like maybe 20, 30 people, you know, some good quality trolls that, like, 213 and all these guys that would, you know, regular callers, like Goku, you know, he would have some serious callers mixed with like really good troll calls, and it was fun and it was good, and then slowly the fucking, like, I don't know, one day B, I don't know, he got just spread around B like a fucking like wildfire, like you would say, and suddenly, like, his chat room just started exploding. Like, he got raided once, and, like, the fucking trolls, like, just kept coming back because he was, like, the perfect lulz cow. And they never left. And it just but then the trolls just kind of mutated, and it got to the point where, you know, they trolled him with, because he was a capitalist, so they trolled him with fucking, you know, socialist and communist propaganda and stuff. And, you know, then they found out that he hated bronies, and I think a lot of those bronies weren't even bronies. They just did it because they
of course.
They were and they weren't, though. I mean, I think there was more actual bronies than fakes. I mean, by far. I'd say like 80-20, right. You know, because having to talk to him.
Get on his show. Like, I didn't have to wait longer than 20 minutes. He got to a point where his switchboard was so full, like, you know, you just couldn't even get through. It was stupid.
Yeah, you'd wait the whole show. I've tried that before. You could only get in on his radio graffiti at the end, and you kind of wanted to talk about, you know, whatever it was that was, you know, political standpoint and whatnot. But what was I going to say? I don't know. Hold on. I'll think about it.
Check your Twitter, Vince.
Uh-oh. Is there more candy for me?
More hand candy.
Yeah, I initially joined in, you know, because I thought that there were, like, business oriented individuals. I thought there was at least some skilled individuals because I like a lot of technology and stuff, and I like kind of building stuff and getting into programming, and I figured there was a lot of other peeps in there that were interested in that shit, but I quickly came to realize it was all just a bunch of fucking video game playing trolls just wasting their time. You know, I'm pretty vocal about anti-video game. Like, I'll play my old school ROM and shit, but man, online video games are so fucking addictive, and these kids are just, you know, they could be spending time learning something and fucking, you know, in their free time instead of playing that dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right at their fingertips. Like,
so true, and I say that all the time.
Oh, man, they could be, speaking about fingertips, they could be following Ruby Sexy Candy on Twitter.
Hell yeah.
My God. Not only do I like the picture that you sent me, but I'm digging your fucking new avatar picture. That's so naughty. That's so naughty, dude. Oh, my God. I got a fucking boner now. Oh, my God. God, you're so hot. I can't. Oh. All
right. I haven't seen her yet, so I'm going to go look at her now.
Yeah, dude. Oh. Even her background. Oh, man. You get the nice little shot of booty. Oh,
I did an armpit fetish, so that armpit
damn.
Is nice.
Yeah, she doesn't mess around, dude. That's
crazy.
So you're going to come back on, you're going to be on Monday, blogtalkradio.com/thecandyshop.
Yes.
That's DAKANDI shop.
Yeah, but I might switch it. I might switch the name of it.
Oh.
Yeah, and just turn it to Candy
Shop.
Don't
switch your Twitter, though.
Candy Shop Radio.
Yeah, keep that. Or are you going to change that, too?
No, I'm going to keep that, but I'm going to change. It's not going to be the Candy Shop. It's just going to be the Candy Shop Radio.
Because,
man, this chick got into it, and she stole my fucking shit. And so her show is called The Candy Shop, too.
Wait a second. Who's your old co-host? You used to have a co-host, a big girl.
Are you talking about La Crush?
Yeah.
She has phone fantasy.
La Crush Hearts has what?
She has Phone Fantasy Radio.
Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's a whole lot of woman.
Yeah. And
you
a freak.
You guys were a good pair. You guys were entertaining.
Yeah.
Together. Good chemistry.
Yep. But see, that's, I mean, like, I don't know. Like I said, like, I guess because she was just like, yeah, I guess because I was getting, like, the attention and stuff like that. And I told her, I said, I need a fuck. You know what I'm saying? It was just something to do. And then I guess you got to make it some people call in. They always, you know, speak to me.
Mm.
But
yeah.
She hit me up. She was talking about, we were thinking about doing, like, the afternoon quickie again, like, once a week.
Oh, afternoon quickie. Yeah,
you remember that show.
You guys are so good about coming up with topics and stuff, and you just don't, it's just like anything and everything, it's open. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. I'm too old to be judging people. I just want to know what you do and how you do it and when you do it and what comes out of it.
Oh, I know what's going to come out of it. Wow, it's been so awesome having you. Thanks for answering my call tonight, Ruby.
You're welcome.
Because this is, the overtime's going to shut off here in a couple of minutes, so... Jihad, do you have any final thoughts to share before we sign off here?
Shoot, it was a pretty decent show. It didn't fall apart. It stuck together. I'm proud of you, Vince.
Mm. Yeah, it actually gets better in overtime, to be honest. When all the riffraff kind of fall by the wayside, and it's just like this, like two or three people left, and then we can get into like conversations and stuff.
Well, sure. It's just like, you know, being on a conference line with a bunch of people. Well, not, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
People, yeah.
That's all Blog Talk Radio is a glorified conference call.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you can go. You just go on there and go to conferencecall.com and just get your own damn conference call number.
I mean, the fucking
shit,
audio.
I just go around and hack corporate conference lines and use them for my own.
I do that.
PBS.
I do that.
Good girl.
I actually remember some old numbers from some of the companies I've worked for before. I've done that.
Yeah. I love working for Microsoft because I learned so much shit.
Good times. Handle, do you have anything you would like to handle here? Any final thoughts?
No, not at all. I enjoy listening to your show. This was good. That's all I have to say.
Good times. And last but certainly not least, Lucy Candy, any final thoughts before we sign off?
No, I enjoyed you. Thanks for calling me.
And
it was nice meeting you guys.
Same to you.
I think those are the first two guys that I heard that on your show that have since.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem like they need to be like in somebody's mental hospital or something.
Yeah.
Well, that just means you should be more suspicious of us.
It's always the quiet ones and the good ones, huh?
Yeah.
Who told you I was good?
Yeah, we're not all crazy over here, you know. That's not how we are.
There he is.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's just me. I've different persona.
I thought that was somebody else.
No, it wasn't. We're all a little bit crazy anyway.
Yeah, I just say I'm past crazy. Hell, I done upgraded to insane.
There you go.
Call me crazy. That's like down